702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
Welcome to the Midday Report with me, Mandy Wiener. As I said, that report on the medical scheme is being released as I speak, that Section 59 investigation report being released to the public. We'll bring you that a little bit later on in the show, and some damning findings there against the medical aides about racial profiling, so we'll unpack some of that. But first, new information coming out about the COVID-19 variant and the effectiveness of vaccines. A briefing led by the Health Ministers, William Kize, and the MAC on COVID-19 chairperson, Professor Salim Abdulkarim, a team of experts for the first time in ages, really, providing insight into this new information. Professor Karim saying there's no scientific evidence that the COVID-19 vaccines are effective against this new variant. It's called the 501Y.V2 variant. It's spreading around the country, and it's a different type to what was making the rounds during the first wave. So Prof. Karim saying the vaccines that had been made available had not been found to be effective against this new variant. Also, this new variant is about 50% more transmissible than older lineages, but there's no evidence that it leads to more severe disease. Let's have a listen to some of that briefing.
Is the 501YV2 variant more severe? The B117 doesn't look so. What do we know about 501YV2? Well, let's look at the data. Again, just looking at the same 100,000 cases, did we see more admissions in the first wave versus the second wave? The answer to that is no. They're pretty similar. Is there any evidence on whether the COVID-19 vaccines are effective or not against this variant? I'm sorry to tell you, not yet. Many, many scientists across the world are working on this. We don't yet have an answer. We're expecting an answer pretty soon, and there's much to speculate on this, but we want to see the actual data. It's not yet available. Let me make some conclusions. The first is this virus is spreading about 50% faster. And so our second wave is faster than our first wave, in at least in South Africa's coastal provinces, where we know this variant to be dominant. The current data suggests the new variant is not more severe. And the published convalescent serum studies suggest that natural antibodies are less effective, with viral escape facilitated by the 484, 501, and N-terminal mutations. But vaccine antibodies are different, and they may or may not be impacted. I will not even attempt to speculate on that matter. I'll wait for the data. And certainly, we have no empiric evidence yet on whether vaccines are effective against this variant. Those studies are well underway. I want to caution that we should stick with calling the variant we have in South Africa the 501YV2 variant, which is its name. Please, let's not call it the South African variant. Just like, you know, we don't want to call the B117 variant the UK variant. There are variants across the world.
That's Professor Salim Abdulkarim during a briefing last night. Don't call it the South African variant, please. So EWN reporter Khumotso Modise watching that briefing for us. Khumotso joining us now. It's always good to have the scientists speaking, Khumotso, in this briefing. Really informative about this new variant and what it means for us. Give us a wrap of what was said.
Well, Mandy, I think the important bit, you know, that we were all listening for were really if this variant, you know, is more severe, does it cause more severe illness, and if more people are dying from this new variant. And we heard yesterday from the Professor Abdulkarim saying that, you know, that is not the case. It hasn't been proven to be more severe, and it doesn't seem that more people are dying from the variant itself. Now, an important question was answered just around whether, you know, the number of people, I mean, all of us have been seeing more and more people, you know, that we know closer to us really losing their lives. And he says that this may be because, you know, of the pressure on the healthcare system that we have seen in each and every province here, maybe say for the Northwest and in Bobo, you know, that may seem as though or may result in more people dying, but the virus itself doesn't seem to be causing more deaths, nor does it seem to be causing more illness, you know, or harsher illness amongst us.
And Kamotso, how much new information was given about vaccines, vaccine procurement, and what we can expect from these vaccines?
Well, we do understand that we are expecting that first, 1 million doses to be coming at the end of the month. And of course, I believe 500,000 coming next month. That's still on track. The big question really was, why are we encouraging, us to be taking this, the vaccine when it does arrive, if there's no scientific evidence that it is effective, on this a new variant? And really the answer that was given by the experts yesterday, Mandy, is that, our immune systems are able to adapt. And so it would be better for us to take the vaccine and it not, fight this new variant than us not to take the vaccine, and die, or risk dying from this virus. And so they're really saying that the trials are underway. We do understand that there's a number of other variants across the world, around the world, Mandy, and the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine specifically, does seem to be working on those. And so we should just wait at South Africa to see whether, the Pfizer vaccine and the other vaccines that are being trialed will be able to help us in this new variant.
Kamotso Modise, EWN reporter, thanks for that wrap. So that was a briefing from the specialists. Always good to hear the scientists speaking about this new variant, which we shall not be calling the South African variant. It's the 501 YV2 variant and its impact and how vaccines react to it.